It's time for Heart to Heart this morning, brought to you by Zunich Advisory Services. Here's Jackie LeBeau.
Good morning, everyone. So we're back to this hot, steamy weather. I was listening to that weather forecast, Gil, and I was going, what happened to these nice, cool, breezy 70s? So I don't know about these high in the 90s again. I'm sort of ready to put away all my summer clothes, but not yet, right? We always get that tease. Well, this morning, everybody, we're back to animal topics, and I'm very pleased to have with us Dr. Elizabeth Carney. And some of you may know her. She grew up in the area. In fact, I have a friend that says, oh, I went to high school with Elizabeth. Well, she grew up on a dairy farm in York County, and she graduated from Penn State University with a degree in animal science and from Iowa State University with a doctorate in veterinary medicine. She's practiced companion animal medicine at two local veterinary clinics and currently practices in her own house call practice, York Veterinary House Calls. So she also gained experience working with many kinds of animals, including livestock, rodents, rabbits, and zoo animals, while working as a veterinarian at Penn State College of Medicine in Hershey. Dr. Carney feels that her whole career has led her to this place of helping people when it is time for the beloved pets to leave this world. Her singular focus is making this difficult and sad time as peaceful as possible for both the animal and people involved. And she's here this morning to talk to us about peaceful pet passage. So good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning, Jackie. Thank you for having me.
Oh, I'm so glad that you could join us, because I know as a pet owner, having gone through that many times over the 20-some years that we've had animals, that is one of the difficult things that we go through, most difficult.
I agree. I think it is the most difficult thing that pet owners go through, and by far the most difficult decision that has to be made on that animal's behalf.
Oh my goodness, yes, because you're always like, is it time? When is it time? You don't want to help them pass too soon, but you don't want them to suffer.
Exactly. And people really struggle with that, and I try to help people with that every day.
Yeah, absolutely. So you got into this. You were sort of invited into this by Rob Lava, right? Owner of Companion Animal Cremation Services?
Right. Rob has been offering the cremation and burial services for pets for about the past 20 years. And he had a lot of folks asking him about the in-home euthanasia service for pets. And in the spring of 2010, he and Dr. Deb Benner began offering that service around the Mechanicsburg area. And it just so happened within a few months after that, I had started my house call practice and was looking for a relationship with a cremation service for my house call clients. And so it just came together. It did. It's kind of amazing looking back about how it all gelled at the same time. And, you know, we were soon working as a team, and Rob gave our new service the name Peaceful Pet Passage. And we now offer in-home euthanasia, cremation, and burial services to pet owners in 8 counties in South Central Pennsylvania.
That's a wide range.
It is. And, you know, we're looking at, you know, expanding our services within the counties that we're in, and possibly even potentially, you know, moving out from the counties that we currently service.
Well, it's such a valuable service, and it's, you would think more people would have done this before because it's so needed. So I think it's fabulous.
Yes, it's actually a growing movement across the United States. There's a in-home pet euthanasia directory on the internet that was put together by a veterinarian in Colorado who offers this service. And so we're a member of that, and it's a place where you can go and find out just all across the country where this service is available.
Oh, that's wonderful. And you also have a different type of setting for people who prefer maybe not to do it in their home, but they have an animal who really doesn't like going to the vet, and this gives them an alternative, right?
Right. you know, for some people, being at home is not quite the right choice for them either. And we do have two locations. We kind of refer to them as living rooms. That's mm-hmm. how they're set up, you know, with a fireplace and a big rug and sofas, both at our main office location, which is in Northern York County near Ski Round Top, and also in South York, we have an office and have a living room setting there. So that has been a nice option for some folks as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, because I can understand how that would be so hard at home. And I know for myself, it's like, I don't know if I want to go in that room and be thinking about that afterwards.
Right.
So I can understand, you know, right. why people might make that other choice. But other times, you know, that's a perfect place for the animal because maybe they want to be outside.
Right. And we do a lot of our appointments outside. And, you know, I say that Dr. Hill and I, who's the other veterinarian working with our service, we can pretty much work anywhere. And sometimes we're, you know, we're in cramped little quarters with not much light, but we have flashlights and, you know, we can work with the situation.
Yeah. So you go where the animal is.
Exactly.
Yeah, and depending on what condition the animal had been in, you know, you
yes.
don't know where you're going to have to go.
Right. A lot of times these animals are, they're down and they're hurting, and the last
yeah.
thing we want to do is move them.
Yeah, absolutely. I can understand that. Oh, my gosh. So, but when you go to the home, I want to also make sure people realize that it's sort of like a turnkey service. I mean, you help them with more than just coming there. You help them with the whole process, right?
Exactly. And while we do have some folks who choose to bury their pets at home, and that, of course, is always an option, we do also provide cremation and burial services. And we have a lot of nice comments about the way in which we do transport the pets that we are taking back to our facility for cremation. We very gently place them in a specially designed cloth sleeping bag. And if they're larger, carry them out on a stretcher. We have dedicated vehicles that are used to transport. And basically, you know, we are treating these animals like we would want our own animals mm-hmm. to be treated from start to finish. It's really one of the top values of our company.
Yeah, and that is so nice to know, because when you're in that situation, you don't want somebody coming in and just, like, you know, handling your pet like it's not your loved one.
Exactly.
Because that's what it is.
It is.
You know, it's family.
Yes. And I think that's, you know, that's why we get those comments from people, that they just are really touched that we're being careful and gentle.
Yeah. And it's so nice that you're there, because I know we did have years ago, one of our Goldens passed at home, and it was surprising. And we actually, I don't know how long ago this was. I don't think you were doing the but you were doing the cremation, because mm-hmm. we actually picked her up. And I remember my husband saying how heavy
yes.
she was. Have you noticed that? It's like when the life force leaves, the body is incredibly
yes.
heavy.
It does become heavy, and just it can be very difficult to work with that body.
Oh, my gosh, just getting her into the car, we had
yeah.
no idea. So I find that fascinating as a medium.
Yes.
You know?
Right.
So I was wondering if you have found the same thing, because I said to Larry, it must be like when the spirit leaves, you know, then it's like
the lightness is gone.
Yeah.
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, when they say dead weight, it's.
Yes.
I understand that term now.
Yes, it's very true.
Yeah. And so we did use a cremation services years ago. So, well, now tell me, how does word spread about your work?
Well, word of mouth and personal referrals have been a huge mode for us. We've had some articles published in the Patriot News, the Smart, and the Body and Mind magazines. And we do some grassroots advertising in a number of the local smaller newspapers. The local veterinary clinics are aware of us, and we do get referrals from them for their clients. We're very active on Facebook, and we use our Facebook page to post weekly memorials for pets that are gone as mm-hmm. a way to remember them. And I feel that the outpouring of support that we see on the Facebook pages is a way to help people grieve and heal from their loss. And it's just a very supportive group. We do invite our clients when they've had a loss. If they are moved to do so, they can email us a photo and a tribute for their pet. And we also post those on our Facebook page.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That they can do that. I'll bet you get a lot of that.
We do. And again, the response that we see to those postings is it's nice.
It's heartwarming, I'm sure.
There's so many others who have mm-hmm. felt the same way.
Yeah, we've all been in the same boat.
Right.
But I want to talk to you a little bit about that because I also know that you have a pet loss support group available because people really, really have trouble getting over a loss of a pet. And I have talked to people in the past. I had one client who I had helped with animal communication when her cat was leaving. And she ended up going to talk to a therapist. Mm-hmm. And she said, it's one of those things that it was hard for me to talk about with people because people who don't have pets don't understand. And they're like, well, it's just a cat.
Yes. And I think that's so true that people that are feeling that deep sense of loss and grief about their pet. They almost feel like there's something wrong with them. They don't want to speak up because that is the response that they tend to get is, well, it was just a cat, it was just a dog. But that pain and that loss is
absolutely
very real.
Well, I have to tell people, now, I don't have children, so I'm not saying it's exactly the same, but I'm saying for me, it's like losing a child. I mean,
right.
When you have had this animal in your life for 12 years, and you're taking care of it all the time, it's like losing a child.
Yes. I do think that we form a very deep bond mm-hmm. with them. The love that they give us is, it's unconditional. People
Absolutely.
Say that all the time, but it's really true.
But it's really true.
Yes.
It's really true. So with the pet loss support group, can they just contact Peaceful Pet Passages to find out how to get involved with that?
Yes, that's the best way to get connected there. And Pat Melodini is the person who facilitates that group. And she also does one-on-one work with people. So,
oh, wonderful. So I like
right.
a therapist.
So if you're not comfortable kind of being in a group setting, she's available to speak with you privately as well.
Okay. So you actually, this is an in-person group setting.
Yes. When we have enough folks to
right.
come together, we generally in the past we've met at the main office location and we've got a nice coffee bar there and
mm-hmm.
a very comfortable setting.
Right.
So it's in person, but it all can also be, at a distance too.
Right. Well, I'm glad that we covered that because I'm thinking, for some people, they like the group because they're there for each other.
Right.
And they can get in touch with members of the group later, build that sort of that bond together. And then, as you said, there are some people that for them, it's a very personal loss.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not comfortable sharing that with other people.
Right. So, we can tailor it to whatever the person might need.
Yeah. Well, I'm happy to know that you do that because actually I had been looking for a resource for that for my clients because that is one of the calls that I get most often as an animal communicator when people are trying to decide when's the right time.
Right.
And they want to check in with their animal,
mm-hmm.
And find out. And the other call I get is after they have passed, just is everything okay and things
right.
like that. But so that's great. So tell us a little bit about some of the pets and the people, because I always say animal communication, I always say that's more about people sometimes
right.
than the animals. And I'm sure you find the same thing.
Yes, it is. I am there, first and foremost for that animal who, typically has a great need for the procedure that I perform. We see a lot of senior animals, a lot of animals that are larger and may not be mobile anymore. But probably the biggest thing that we do at our appointments is to be there for the people and, you know, talking, knowing when to talk, knowing when to be silent,
right.
And being able to support them in their decision is just a huge part of what we do. And people are very grateful for that. I have been in, as you can imagine, some very moving situations. I can think of one appointment where the dog had passed peacefully and the dad was kneeling beside the dog and he was crying and his 4-year-old son was present and he walked over to his dad and gave him a hug and said, "It's okay, daddy." And, you know, that was, I had tears in my eyes.
Oh my gosh, I'm sure you did.
Yeah.
Isn't it amazing how children are so giving and they understand too?
Yes, yes, they are.
In that sense, you know, a lot of times you'd think that would be the other way around, you know, the father would be, but I know how that is.
Yes, the children are, it's wonderful sometimes to watch them because they are very genuine with their feelings and their emotions.
Right, because I'm sure they don't have that guard that us adults have and, you know, thinking about what we should be doing or not doing
right.
and what's acceptable. They just are what's ever happening.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to have to take a break here.
Okay, all right. We'll be back after this.
It's time now for more of Heart to Heart with Jackie LeBeau.
Okay, great. Well, we're talking with Dr. Elizabeth Carney today from Peaceful Pet Passage, and we were just talking about some of the situations and some of the pets and peoples that she has helped over the years, and she just told us this wonderful story about this father who sort of had a breakdown when crying, and his little boy was coming over and soothing him. So what a story that was. But tell us some more about another time.
So one time I was outside. It was March, and it was one of those very changeable weather days in March where, you know, it can be sunny and 70 and then
boom.
But yeah, by the afternoon, it's, you know, 30. So we were outside on the front stoop, and I think it was a little bit sunny at that point. You know, I went through the process with the dog, and as this dog took his last breaths, it started snowing on us.
Oh.
And the client and I kind of looked up at the sky, and, you know, she had tears in her eyes, and she said, "Oh my gosh, I can't believe it. You know, my dog absolutely loved the snow." And you know, we both had chills and felt something. Yeah, we felt something very spiritual happen at that moment. And I have to say that I experience these weather phenomena a lot when I'm at these appointments. And you know, I appreciate when it happens because I feel like there's a connection.
Right, you recognize that you're getting a sign from spirit.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's probably a big thank you. It's probably a big thank you, but that's true. And how beautiful is that to get that little snowfall? So that's wonderful. And I love that the owner also recognized that
yes,
as well.
Immediately she did.
Yeah, immediately. Mm-hmm. So that's how spirit works. That's how spirit works. They definitely send us those signs, you know, no matter what. So now let me see. There were so many things I wanted to talk to you about. So, one thing, I know that You do get some donations from people to sort of help other folks, you know, afford this service, you know, if they're not too. So tell us about that a little bit.
Yeah, you know, we at this point we don't have anything formal set up. You know, we'd love to start sort of an angel fund or something like that where we would have some funds available to help people. But we have had some generous clients who they've paid extra at the time of their appointment, or they've sent us money in the mail and asked that it be put to use that way. We have been able to do that on a number of occasions. The fees associated with the service are, they're actually not a lot different from, what you might pay going into the veterinary clinic. But there still is, of course, some expense associated with what
sure,
we do.
Sure, and you're traveling to somebody's home.
Exactly.
In addition to that. So I think that would be wonderful, that Angel Fund, because there's a lot of people who would just so appreciate being able to do this.
Yes.
And they might not be able to afford it.
Right.
So that's great. So that's wonderful. So this whole spiritual thing, I love that connection. Because the other thing you and I talked about is that people ask, can their animal hear them, as they're going through this, right? You get that question
a lot? Yes, I do. Because the first step in the process with the animal is to administer a sedative. And as that starts to take effect and that animal is drowsy and, breathing deeply, they ask me, well, should I keep petting my pet? Should I talk to him? Can he hear me?
Right.
And Jackie, you were able to fill that.
I can answer that one.
Yes.
Because absolutely they hear you. And they can feel you. And because I get that a lot of times. People ask me about that when I'm talking to pets after they have crossed. Did they know what I was saying? And the animal always says yes. And they appreciate that you're still talking to them. Because at that point, they're sort of one foot here and one foot there.
Mm-hmm.
But they still are aware of what's going on. And that contact, that loving contact then is what they're leaving this world with.
Right. And, I have always told people, yes, please do pet your animal. Please do talk to him. Mm-hmm. But I appreciate having your reassurance, Jackie, that I was on the right track.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely on the right track. So that's wonderful. So now I don't want us to run out before we talk about some things that we want to get in. So let's start, Elizabeth. I want to tell people how they can get a hold of you.
Okay. Well, our main office is at 210 Anderson Town Road in Mechanicsburg, and the phone number there is 717-691-9214. We also have an office in York at 2709 South Queen Street, Suite 7. And we do have a website at www.peacefulpetpassage.com. And there's a link on there to like us on Facebook. We welcome the public to come to our facility for tours and to visit the PA State Pet Memorial, which is a very large granite wall on which all the pets for which we provide services, their names are inscribed on there. You may also have your pet's name added to that wall, even if we haven't provided services.
Nice. So it's like having your own memorial.
Exactly.
And that granite wall is in Mechanicsburg?
Yes, it's at the facility in Northern York County.
Okay, but I'm imagining people can, I encourage them to stop in and see your facility, but they should call ahead, right?
Well, if you'd like it. If you'd like a tour,
have somebody there to explain things.
People do come all the time and just park and walk out on the grounds of the cemetery and visit the wall, and you're welcome to do that. But if you'd like a tour, we just ask that you give us a heads up.
Yeah, and that's nice. So if you want to see the wall, which I'm sure is striking, makes me think of the memorial.
Yes.
But come anytime. But please give them a heads up, because if they're there, they would love to explain the service and talk to you about things. So I know you guys are always active in things. You've got some events coming up.
Yes, we do. We are planning on being at Wolfstock in Harrisburg on Sunday, September 29th.
I love that, Wolfstock.
Yes, it's a great event. And then Capital Blue Cross is holding a Healthy Pet, Healthy You event on Saturday, October 5th in Harrisburg. And then on Saturday, October 12th, we'll be holding our third annual Pet Memorial Celebration at our Mechanicsburg facility. And this is a time for our clients to gather with others who have lost a pet. And this year we will have two guest speakers, Pat Melodini, who is our pet loss support facilitator, and the Reverend Melanie Maxell, who does both human and animal work in the area. The unique thing about both of these ladies is that they will also be attending as people who have lost pets in the past year.
Just right now in the past year?
Yes.
So it's still a little raw for them. Okay.
Right.
And it's nice because they truly, truly understand.
Yes, they do.
Okay. All right. And then I know you have some seminars coming up, and I think these are very interesting.
Yes, we're planning to hold some seminars either this fall or early next year with topics such as caring for your senior pet and including pets in your estate planning to help people be prepared for things that they might be facing.
And that's a good one, and I'll remind folks, we had somebody here from Pet Guardians a couple weeks back, and she also was talking about, you know, how important it is to have a plan for your pet if you're nearing the end of your life or if you're transitioning into like a senior center or another type of hospital stay, things like that. So
Yeah, and we'll advertise those things on our Facebook page so you can find out when they'll be scheduled.
Okay, wonderful. And exactly where?
Yes.
Exactly where. Well, I wanted to make sure that we definitely got those in so people could find you because this is such a valuable service for people. And I'm just thinking, is there anything I haven't mentioned that you would like to get out there?
I guess the only thing I would say is, you know, I get asked by people a lot, you know, how can you do this for a living day in and day out? And I feel very blessed to be invited into people's lives at this moment and to be able to help them and help their pet. And, you know, people are so grateful for what I do. And it means a lot to me. I feel like this is my mission.
Yeah. This is your calling. I can see that. And I have to tell you, I can sense that you are such a sensitive person. And I'm sure just your presence in the home helps people deal with this and brings them some peace and helps them sort of keep their heads together a little bit because it's such a trying time, an emotional time.
It is. And I hope that I'm bringing some help to them at that time.
I'm sure you are. I'm sure you are, Elizabeth, because you just have that warm, loving sense about you. So I'm happy that you felt this calling for people because it's something that is truly needed out there. And it was so wonderful to hear there's like this whole national thing going on that people are recognizing this.
Yes. And, you know, it's growing. There's, you know, a new national organization related to it. It's associated a lot with the hospice movement for pets as well.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. So there actually is a hospice for pets.
Yes, there is. And like I said, it's an area that's growing. There's a lot of research being done. And I think it's a nice addition to the geriatric care of our pets. They are living longer, and there's a whole set of health issues that occurs at the end of their lives.
Right, absolutely. You're right, because they are living longer thanks to medicine and new breakthroughs and just better care.
Right.
Yeah, so we're all living longer, so we're all in this stage. All right, well, I want to thank you so much for sharing so much good information with us. And I wish you all the best with this because it's so needed.
Thank you so much, Jackie.
All right. All right. Thanks, Elizabeth.
And we'll be back after this.
Okay. All right. We're back. And I want to thank Dr. Elizabeth Carney again for joining us this morning and telling us about Peaceful Pet Passage So I'm hoping some of our listeners will be able to take advantage of that service, because wonderful thing that is for everybody. And also her traveling veterinary practice, too, as well. So next week, I'm thrilled to have with us Louis Castriotta. He's the president and CEO of Leg Up Farm in the Mount Wolf area. And many of you may have heard about Louis and his work. Back in 1997, Louis and his wife, Laurie, had a vision that merged their love of children and animals with their desire to give back to their community with the creation of a therapeutic riding center for children with special needs. And ironically, 6 months after their vision was born, their daughter, Brooke, was diagnosed with mitochondrial disease. And this disease is a metabolic disorder that causes both cognitive and motor function delays. So here they are setting something up, and little did they know that they would be one of the parents taking advantage of that. So Leg Up Farm is a nonprofit therapy center in York County. It's for children with disabilities and developmental delays. So there at Leg Up, they believe every child is special and deserves the opportunity to reach their full potential. So to achieve this goal, they know that therapy takes a lot of time and hard work. So they have individually tailored treatment plans, a whole breadth of services, and child-friendly environment in a convenient centralized location. And they feel those are the keys to success that will improve outcome for children and their families. So it's quite a marvelous facility there. I hope that you'll look them up on the internet before Louis here next week, and we'll hear more about the farm and the incredible work they do with children. I know that I've talked to a number of people who have participated in riding therapy, and they say you just have to see it to almost believe it. Children who have difficulty walking and movement, you put them up on the back of a horse, and it's like, for them, it's like a whole different thing. All of a sudden, they're moving with the horse. They're traveling places they have not been able to go because they've been in wheelchairs. And it's just incredible. So horses, with that huge, huge energy they have, really have a special, special service that they provide for humans, and particularly children. So, excuse me, I have this frog in my throat this morning. That's an animal I wasn't looking for. But anyway, so I hope you look into that. I know they have a big event this weekend. I saw that in the paper. So all kinds of things going on there. I think there's a car show and a barbecue. So look them up, because there's lots of good stuff happening there this weekend that you can join in. And it's all for the benefit of Leg Up Farms. Okay, so I also want to remind people that, of course, you can get a hold of me. It's always nice to hear from our listeners. And my office number is 717-968-5289. And you can also go to my website, jackielebeau.com, and I'll spell that for you. It's a little unusual. JACQUILEBEAU.com. And there's lots of great information there about readings, group readings. That's another thing I do. I just had a great one this Saturday in the Chambersburg area. I call them spirit parties, but they're group readings because we get so many contacts for the group. They come in as a group to give you messages, and it's so much fun. So look into that if you'd like to participate in one of those. We always get great messages, and I always remind people that when spirit comes in, it's usually a message that more than one person in the group can take. Good information for everybody. So I always say, listen carefully, because spirit could be talking to you as well as the other person. So lots of good things coming up. And like I said, I'm always happy to hear from our listeners. So please get in touch with me if I can help you. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning. As always, we've had a great show, and I'll see you again next Tuesday.
Heart to Heart has been brought to you by Zunich Advisory Services. News coming up.